Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your boy B Dubs alongside my special guest host for today. He goes by the name of MK Jones. Are you there, MK Jones?
Yeah. What's good, bro? How you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. I just wanted to let the listeners know real quick. I know I said last show the plan was today we were actually supposed to have a tribute show to all the talented female artists out there. However, my special guest that was supposed to do the show with me, for some reason I can't find her on Facebook, so I thought we'll push that back for another day. And the reason why I wanted you to co-host the show with me, homie, is I saw your status that you posted, you know, about it being the, what was it? I think you said 4-year anniversary of your freedom. And, you know, I could relate in a lot of ways to that because myself, you know, I did some time as well. You know, and if it wasn't for music, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't be here still. You know, I'd probably still be locked up. Or so I thought, why not give him an opportunity? You know what I'm saying? Like, and obviously I'm sure you've had plenty of opportunities before, but this is just my way of spreading the love for hip hop and music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I appreciate that too, man. You know, I'm very humble and appreciated over that.
Hey, not a problem, man. Is there anything you want to let the people know before we get to our first caller?
I didn't know this show before, and I appreciate the platform, as I always say. You know, it salutes to Black Out Radio, Black Chill, Brad Bourne, everybody that support this movement, you know what I'm saying? It's about unifying, you know what I'm saying? It's about through and coming out, you know what I'm saying? So, Like Brad Bourne just said, he done been the places I done been, you know what I'm saying? And it's a whole different world from the world we're living in, you know what I'm saying? So, and we call it that, behind them walls. We call it this world out here, we call it that world out there, you know what I'm saying? So that lets you know it's another different world, it's a different ball game. But, you know, it's good to go through and come out, you know what I'm saying, and tell your testimony, you know what I'm saying? So that's basically
Thanks.
What we're out here doing, you know what I'm saying? So.
For sure. And I don't know if you can relate. I don't know if you can relate too, but for me, that place actually kind of turned me into a better person. Now, I'm not saying I like the place at all. No, but it was that reality check slash wake up call that I needed, you know what I'm saying? Because I was hanging out with the wrong friends, and I remember when I was a troubled teenager, I used to sit there and say, F the law, you know what I'm saying? They'd have to catch me first, and sure as hell, they always find a way to do so. So, you know, that's my biggest downfall is, you know, now that I experienced it, I said to myself, I'm never coming back, and this was the wake-up call, and I've been doing great ever since. So I just didn't know if you could relate to that as well. Do you think?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm going to be honest. I done had run-in with the law, and people that's from Charlotte that know me like that, they tell you since I was a peewee, I had run-ins with the law. But it took God to sit me down 10 years, you know what I'm saying? In 10 years, it did something to me, you know what I'm saying? So with those 10 years, instead of me just walloping in the 10-year grief and all that, yeah, I went through that, you know what I'm saying? I went through that for about 2 years. I'm like, damn, how am I going to do 10 years, you know what I'm saying? But once I got to the realization of knowing that God gave me so much talent, only thing I got to do is he set me down. You can look at it as a positive and in the negative, you know what I'm saying? Because the negative got you there. The positive is, are you trying to change your mental? Are you trying to grow? Are you trying to expand? If you're trying to expand, I'm going to sit you down and I can show you the talents that you possess. So I did not know I could write books, Bradmore. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know I could write books. I read a lot of books. You know what I'm saying? I've been knew I can rap. But I read a lot of books, and this is how God worked, because they meant to put me in there to destroy me, because I was in the hole for 5 years of my 10-year bid. You know, they meant to destroy me, but it just made me strong, you know what I'm saying? And then the weak-minded losing mind, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just appreciative, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely, definitely. And real quick, just before we get to our other caller and stuff, can you do me one favor, MK Jones? Could you please tell the youngsters out there that may be listening in who thinks it's cool, you know, right now to go around and break the law and it's cool to get in fights? Can you let them know just, you know, like you said from, you know, in some of your stories you told us, can you let them know, if, you know, that jail isn't a place you want to be? Like, when I was there, man, I was there with people that murdered other people. These dudes cried every night to get out. They were the most coldest so-called people on the streets. But yet in there, they were crying to get out every single day. So all these macho teenagers that think that, oh, I can't be stopped, I can't be. One of these days, you're going to realize that, hey, I had the opportunity to make a choice. I made the wrong one. Now I'm going to have to deal with the consequences. That's why myself, I'm always expressive, and I have no problems telling people about my, you know, criminal past, because I want to try to reach out. Even if I touch one person out of the 40,000 listeners that listen in, if I touch one, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing my job. So can you just let us know that you know, let the youngsters out there know, send them a message real quick, let them know to keep themselves, you know, on the right path.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be brief with this, but I'm going to tell the truth about something, you know, because like I said, life is a testimony, you know what I'm saying? It's all about if you got the guts to tell the truth. But on one of my bids, that wasn't really nothing to me, you know what I'm saying, when I was in that mind frame and really not giving a fuck about nothing, you know what I'm saying? When I came home from that bid, there was some youngsters that was out there, you know what I'm saying? They was like, oh, you been to jail, you cool, man. You know what I'm saying? They was thinking that was cool, you feel me? But you're trapped away from your family and your loved ones, you know what I'm saying? And some of your loved ones, some of them get too much of a distance, and they stop loving you like family, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, if that's the life you want to live, if you now with having people tell you what to do, and if you don't do it, you get beat with sticks and whatever else, taser guns and all that. If that's what you're about, you know what I'm saying, because you cannot beat shields and helmets and none of that, you might get some ulcers, you know what I'm saying, because I started rising myself. I done did a whole bunch of dumb stuff that I look back on and was like, damn, I was dumb, you know what I'm saying, but I learned from it, you know what I'm saying, but God forbid any of y'all to think y'all tough and, you know what I'm saying, have to go through that because, yeah, I thought I was tough too. So what I'm saying is, man, just wake up, man, because that ain't no place for nobody. I don't wish that on nobody, period, point blank. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. And are you ready to get to some callers?
Yo, let's get this call.
All right, before we take our first caller, though, you want to give us your social media links, like your YouTube or SoundCloud, so that way anybody, you know, as they're waiting to get on, they can check out your music?
Oh, yeah, on YouTube, M. Killer. Put it all in one word, M-K-I-L-L-A. That's on YouTube. On Facebook, M.K. Jones. You can go to my website, www.mkiller.com. Spelled the same way, M-K-I-L-L-A.com. And Twitter, mkiller17. Google, mkiller. And what else? That's about Instagram, lowercase letters, LNBH1. That stands for Legends Never Breed Haters. And that's it. That's my sister.
All right, and we will hear a couple of M. Killer's songs, you know, later on in the year. So, Black Tear, who do we got for our first caller?
413-727.
Hey, family, it's Angel in the house.
I know. I had a feeling I knew who it was going to be keeping the record alive.
You know it. Shout
What's
out
on,
to
Angel?
MK. I'm good. How are you, Brad? Shout out to Black Peter.
I'm actually doing very well. And, you know, once again, I want to shout out, you know, M. Killer for definitely being able to clear his schedule and do the show with me. You know, I always like doing the show with somebody else, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if I slip up on some words, he can take over. My guest can take over. So shout out to him as well. So, but
what are
you calling in for tonight, Andrew? What do you got to promote for us?
Oh, yeah, I'm calling from Western Massachusetts right now, and speaking of, like, co-hosting, I'm co-host of OG Mac Drama's Power Talk with OG, so I know exactly what you're talking about, Brad, about having someone else there, you know? I've been really, really, really busy. I just performed with my man and a band called Third Person on Saturday, and then I did another performance here in Western Mass, and I've got some radio interviews. I was just on Zulu Nation's radio at University of Rhode Island, so shout out to DJ King Ruckus of the Universal Zulu Nation family for doing that and playing my tracks. But, yo, shout out to the Wu-Tang Clan and DJ Flipside for putting me on two Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes as a singer-songwriter. I'm so proud and so happy to have that opportunity. Yeah, I'm on a mixtape with Method Man. I mean,
yeah.
Pinch me, I just said that, you know?
That was absolute. You keep grinding.
Thank you. Working and grinding. Shout out to VIP Room Magazine CEO, Lindell Spirit, who is Prince's producer for Paisley Park. He put me in his magazine called VIP Room Magazine with my homie Young Zeke, who's managed by Joy Adams and also Snoop Dogg. So shout out to those cats. Shout out to John Taylor of Untouchable Magazine. You can find me as a model as a first cover girl with Trey Fitz is on the cover. It's called The Sky's the Limit. So I got to represent for John Taylor and Untouchable Magazine. Shout out to the Crip Hop Nation. You can find me on the 10th anniversary CD with some shine. We got some shine on there. We got Run DMC's Daryl McDaniels on there. We got Wonder Mike. And we got my homie Rob Noise Temple from Sugarhill Gang. We are all shining, representing the disabled, the deaf, the blind, the handicapped, the sick, the poor, the elderly. Actually, I technically shouldn't say that word, handicapped, because I need to catch myself and stop saying that because it's not a good name. And we're all about educating, you know, and handicapped's not a good word to call them, but it's just stuck in my head because of the way that the society is. But anyway, shout out to Leroy Moore, our founder, and to DJ Jesse Quad. Shout out to Jay LeBlanc, my man, a third person, and Jennifer Burdick, my official photographer, and anybody else, DJ Remedy, Mad Scientist Wisdom. I'll be dropping some tracks with them. Shout out to Crumb Snatcher. I got two tracks should be dropping soon. Buddha Monk, Hellraiser, you know, Killer Priest, YDB, my family, Jizza. All the callers, all the listeners, shout out to 802 Radio. Thank you so much, you guys,
for
letting me.
I always appreciate it. You know, definitely been a huge supporter of the show, and you know what I'm saying? I'm so grateful for that. And I was trying to call into your show when you went live to return the favor, but I had a lot of stuff happen. You know, I stay in a house with, you know, three other family members, and we actually – you know, were doing something at the time. I think we were moving furniture or some stuff. And of course, you know, me being 6'4", 260, everybody automatically assumes, oh, hey, Brad will help you move. Like, you guys didn't even ask. I'm sitting here sleeping. You guys are just assuming. Why do you got to assume I'm a good furniture mover? Why? Because I'm 6'4", 260, so I had to, like, help them out. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Well, you know what? I do it every Thursday night, so, you know, it'd be great. You know, we can set some of them up. You got some tracks, send them to me in OG. We can throw you online, get you interviewed, and, you know, and put your music out there. So that's
all right. That'd definitely be cool. And MK, do you have anything you want to add or you want to say to Andrews?
Nah, salutes. You know, I always salute anybody that's grinding.
Oh, you know, thank you. Same to you.
No doubt,
thank
no
you.
Doubt. And we most definitely got to do something together too now. You know, network, make everything work.
Definitely. Let's us up.
Okay.
And you want to throw any of your links out
sure.
there so that way we can check you out?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, you can find me on Facebook underneath Anjules, A-N-N-J-E-W-E-L-Z. I'm on Instagram, Anjules Official, and then I'm on Twitter, Anjules Sings. I'm on SoundCloud underneath Anjules. So you can pretty much just Google Anjules, my name, and you'll find those kind of links to everything I've done pretty much. So I'm really, really grateful for all the opportunities that I've had thrown my way, and then I go and get, you know. It's not about, like, sitting around. It's about grinding and working hard. So
I got a question, though, Anjules. I got a question real quick.
Yeah.
So what gives you the drive with a passion like you're driving? Like, what gives you that?
I don't know. It's the love of music. And to be honest, I'm a widow. My husband died 2 years ago. I was with him for 20 years of cancer. And I think his, thank you. I appreciate that. His spirit and his, you know, I do it in his honor. I think really love is my force. And divine and you know, our creator, great spirit. So, and music, just the love of music and just reaching out and helping people. So that's the stuff. That's what drives me. It's not about my ego. It's not about what I can do. It's about how I can help, how I can use these gifts to help others, you know, which is why I represent the Crip Hop Nation. And because 98% of people that are discriminated against are disabled and mostly black. So we need to stand up and help people. And that's why I use my gifts. It's not about my ego. It's not about my pretty face. It's about what's inside. So that's what's up.
And definitely, Angels, I appreciate you calling in. We do got to keep the show rolling and get some more callers as well.
Yeah.
I always try to give you extra time just simply because, you know, you've been a huge supporter. So I appreciate that. Definitely salute you. Like M. Killa said, you know, I salute you as well, not just for supporting myself, but I hear you on the thing about Anjules, guys. Anybody who's listening in, if you listen to any other of the shows on the Blackout Radio broadcast, she tries to be on every single show. I'm sure she has been many times before, and that's like support right there. So big shout out to you, Anjules, for showing the whole, you know, Blackout family love.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well, thanks goes to Eddie Powell for letting that happen and making that happen. Because I've been with him since he started his show, about a month after he started his show. Every Tuesday I was calling in, and then he grew, and I'm happy to watch him grow. So, yeah, thank you so much, Brad. I really appreciate that. You guys have a great night. Peace to you, MK. I'll follow
Peace
you.
Peace to you, too, Queen.
Yeah, thank you. Blessings to you, all your loved ones and family out there, everybody.
Great. Appreciate that, and likewise.
All right, guys. Once again, thank you for listening in and being patient with us here at 802 Radio. You know what I'm saying? Once again, got my special guest, M. Killa, on the air with me right now. He's going to be running the show alongside me. We also got a couple of his tracks that we're going to play later on. So before we get to our next caller, something I do want to address real quick, and M. Killa, you can interject on this anytime you want. One thing that I can't stand seeing in hip-hop, right, because hip-hop, you know, it's something that keeps a lot of people from doing negative things. Like, you know, I know some people that have massive heroin addictions, massive cocaine addictions. They picked up the pen and started writing. They completely stopped doing cocaine. So it's helped them, and it helps people in a lot of ways. But don't get me wrong, it also has a lot of negativity behind it as well. However,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? However, the thing I'm trying to say with all this is I cannot stand those artists who have one good song. Now all of a sudden they think they're almighty Tupac Shakur themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's more in this industry than just having one good song. I think what makes an artist a great artist is just how well you are liked by the people. If you have a known history of being kind of an arrogant asshole to a lot of people, but you make good music, me personally, I'm not going to want to work with you because I like people that are humble, that are appreciative, and you know what I'm saying, that will jump on the opportunity of something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
sir. What is your thoughts on all this? Like, what's your opinion on all this?
Oh, man, you said a mouthful. I mean, everything you said is an actual fact. Like, you can take this music and you can influence love. You can influence, you know, hate. You can influence whatever you want, whatever you imagine, you can influence through that pen and paper. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's all on the creator. Like, you want to be a creator with chaos. You know what I'm saying? Then that's what you do. But see, me, I don't knock nobody for what they do or what kind of music they do. If you got some kind of substance, if it's a message in just one touchline, then that's cool. You know what I'm saying? If that's your element, that's your lane, that's cool. But don't get out here and pretend to be something that you're not. You know what I'm saying? Everything I rap about is life experience, things I done did or things I done seen. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to rap about what I done been through or what I done seen. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to rap about no coke. I'm not going to rap about having people popping pills. I'm not going to rap about nothing like, because that's not what we were put here for anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to correct the rest of the world with the rest of the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no follower of a trend. I set my own. And I follow. If you're a good leader, I will follow. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no shame. But if you all about self-destructing, then nah, I'm not with that, man. You gotta be able to be more versatile so you can reach more people, man. You can't just be on the, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
everything I've been hearing on the radio, everybody sounding the same. And, you know, I'm not, you know, I really don't really like listening to the radio no more because everybody sounds the same now. And everybody rapping about the same thing. Jay-Z saved a lot, you know what I'm saying, when he dropped this album. And 2 Chainz, all of them, but you already know what I'm about to say. You already know what I'm about to say. Because back in the day, we knew everybody who was rapping. You know what I'm saying? We knew the different people that was rapping by their styles. You know what I'm saying? We knew we was about to come on because of their style. You know what I'm saying? Their delivery, they was their own individual. They had their own lane. You know what I'm saying? And now you can't tell who is who. I thought a couple of people was Future, and I had to be correct. And I was willing to put money up on it. Like, nah, that's, you know what I'm saying? And I was wrong. You know, so, yeah, everybody sounding the same. Man. I don't know why it's acceptable. Like, I don't understand what's going on with the world, but. Yeah, it's acceptable. It's accepted. You know what I'm saying?
And we'll definitely address this more later on in the show. I just definitely want to get to all those, you know, patient callers that have been calling in, you know, to promote on the air. So, you ready for this?
Okay.
All right, Black Tear, you want to send us our next caller?
434-401. Yo, it's your boy Jay Kidd of the Home of Sons ENT. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Doing great, man. You? I'm doing good right now. All I want to say is the Home of Sons Volume 2, the best we can, what we got, about to drop really soon in the Spectrum. Come out in August. It's supposed to drop 7/11, but the way things is working out, we might drop in the mid-August. You can catch the first volume on Spinrilla and Death Tiff. We got a new joint on the way we're working on right now as I speak. That's going to be fire. I want to give a shout-out to my little brother, Andre, who's fighting each and every day for his life, and he's getting better. And that's
big
all
shout-out
to
him, then, for, you know, fighting, and let's hope he keeps fighting. You know what I'm saying, man? So big shout-out to, you know, your brother for fighting.
Thank you.
Yeah, shout-out.
And real quick, caller, give us 3 words that would describe the, you said it's a, what is it, MP you're dropping or mixtape?
Mixtape.
mixtape, give us three words to describe it. So, you like, think of it this way. You want to lure the callers in. Give us three words that will describe this mixtape that you're dropping. Hot, fire. There you hear it, guys. The key word there that I like the most is different. We just talked about that, M-Killer. Every artist wants to be the same. The fact that he mentioned different, it lets us know it's going to be a different sound. So definitely
yeah.
Go check it out. And throw the links out there one more time, homie, so we know where to go check it out.
You can check it out on YouTube. All you can type in the Homer Sons ENT, or you can just Google the Homer Sons ENT. Everything went on will pop up.
All right, and do you have any questions for my guest host, M-Killer, or vice versa, M-Killer? You got any questions for our, you know, caller here?
Yeah, I got a question. How long you been rapping?
Going on 18-plus years, man.
18-plus?
18-plus.
I can believe that you're different, man. Okay. So what makes you different, though? Like, what would you describe your style as, like?
We don't really talk about that street shit, because that ain't cool. We're grown up now, so we talk about grown up things.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
that's what's up, bro.
We do got a little bit of time, so caller, if you're definitely down, you want to drop us, you want to drop us something like a quick 12 or something like that, so we can get a taste of it.
I say that for August 1st. When we got me for a ready interview, August 1st.
All right, bro. Not a problem. We appreciate you calling in, fam. And the next show is actually July 31st at 6 p.m. We just went 6:30 at the time because the CEO, recommended it for me, and I had not a problem doing it. So.
Okay, Brad. Let me ask the caller something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Why you want to wait till August? Like, it's still your choice, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to figure out, like, if you got the attention of over 40,000 plus listeners right now, and you're saying you're different. You're going to do this.
I'll drop something right quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
The only time I feel free is when I'm blazing on these trees. She keeps me on cloud nine. She relaxes me after a hard day on the grind. A glass of Hennessy next to me. I feel good like I should be. Another bowl pack. I be feeling right. Think about hitting the station back. If I don't hit the booth, doing what it do. Sit back, talking to the youth. Say the future, so spread your wings and fly. And that's coming from the bad guy.
Okay, now I'm going to say something now. I'm gonna keep it going now. So, I'm just going to keep it going, bro. Okay, now. It sounds like you was just, like, you had no kind of feeling with what you just said. So it's really hard for me to even believe anything you just said, bro. So it seemed like you was just like, all right, I'm just going to give him just something just to, you know what I'm saying? That's what it felt like you were rapping like, bro.
I think here, the thing about doing any kind of a cappella freestyle is, my opinion, it's going to be hard. I mean, you're talking to somebody who's, I've won a lot of contests doing a cappella freestyles myself. And the thing about them is, I'd say they're a lot harder because of the fact where people are going to, judge your voice. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's what you're doing. I'm just giving my example on it. I think it's harder to do what he did. So the fact that what he just came out with, I personally felt it. I'm not saying it was – I wouldn't say it was lava fire, but I wouldn't say it was trash either. You know what I'm saying? It was definitely something there. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you, caller, for, fitting for us. But we definitely got to keep the show moving, man. Did you want to wait in the queue, and we'll try to get you back on?
I'll stay. I'm going to listen to the whole show.
All right, man.
Okay,
thank you.
Salute, too, man. Right. Keep grinding.
You keep grinding, too, man.
No doubt, bro. Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. All right, guys. Once again, thank you for tuning in to 802 Radio. I actually got an announcement to make. Our last host that we had, the one that everybody was talking highly about, that did a great job, Kush Kringle Wallace. He actually, him and I keep in contact. He actually just got word, like less than an hour ago, that one of his best homeboys I guess, got caught up with how negative this world is and ended up blowing his head off, you know, took his own life. So because of him and showing support to the show, and because of him, you know, being a supporter of myself, I think it'd only be right if we just, real quick, let me just take a moment. We're going to take maybe, you know, 10 seconds of silence and just, you know, cherish this moment. So if that's cool with you, you know, MT, just I'm just going to take a moment of silence real quick.
Oh, yeah, respect.
All right, everybody. I'm sure that wasn't 10 seconds, but, you know, I don't want to keep the callers waiting any longer. And, you know what I'm saying? It's just sad because, you know, the thing about this life and this world that we live, you know, it's not like the 90s anymore. You remember the 90s there, M-Killa? Remember the 90s?
Yeah.
You can go to the most popular girl in school, give her a compliment, and she would appreciate it. Nowadays,
yeah,
you tell a girl, I like your T-shirt, she calls you a creep. It's like, and it's not just that. You know, people think that punching people solves the problem. Every fist fight I ever won, man, I was the one that got arrested. So you really don't win. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
we need to stop, you know, fighting one another and just, you know, stand together and, you know, look at the plus side. You know, everybody's different in their own way. You know what I'm saying? It's just, and we want to easily blame horrible people like Donald Trump for why the world is so negative. Think of it this way. He's one person. Yeah, he's the president. He can make a lot of laws. Do you think with as many people as there is in the world, do you think there's enough jails to hold every single one of us? He can't throw every single one of us in jail because then he won't be doing his job. You know what I'm saying? He won't have a job because nobody will be there for him. You know what I'm saying? So if we all stood together, that's stronger than that negative person in the office. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, unify that, you know. Stand for something because
sure,
we're getting killed for nothing. Stand for something because we out here getting killed for nothing.
For sure, man. And are you definitely ready to get to our next caller? Or do you want to say anything before we get to him? Or?
Yeah, no, I just, you know, that's something heavy right there. You just lay it out there, you know what I'm saying? And I think everybody that's been living for a couple years, for a few decades or whatever, and they had a situation with somebody close to them or they know somebody that committed suicide, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's something heavy right there, you know what I'm saying? I lost a homie like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He used to rap with us and everything, so, you know, yeah, I mean, yeah.
So
yeah, we can
again,
get to the next caller, though.
Yep. First of all, once again, just shout out to the homie Kush Kringle, you know what I'm saying, in this time, you know, definitely hope to hear from him again soon, and, you know, I just had to do that. So, all right, Black Terror, who do we got next?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah,
what's going on?
All right, this is Artistic Domino from the Boot, Louisiana. Making them bitches and scouts of biscuits coast to coast. You hear me?
That's the name I heard.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling into the show.
For sure. Shout out to D-Dubs. Shout out to Black Tim and Black Me, everybody that doing their thing. Shout out to Black Eye Radio. You hear me?
Definitely. What you calling in to promote for us tonight, homie?
I got Dirty Red coming out next month. That's going to be in the process, and it should be coming out probably 2 weeks. You know how they do the process for digital in the pro CD. That album called called Street Nigga, and y'all can look at that out, check out that snippet on Black Blob Entertainment. It's BlackBlobb Entertainment. And I got D. Bagsby, the artist, BCE mixtape coming out. It's y'all can check that out on YouTube at at Bagsby Concept Entertainment. Not music, entertainment. Bagsby Concept Entertainment out of Zero. Yeah, I can look that up on the Sound Black Block SoundCloud too, the mixtape. And y'all can get at me for beats. All my links is on the SoundCloud. Y'all can email me too to discuss about beats too. Y'all want to buy the beats? The lease for the beats is going for $80 right now. That's a cool deal I got right now, and exclusive. They're going for higher price, Everybody know how much them beats be going for. But I got the Black Blobs going back on the rise at the end of this year, and next year going to be more better for artists that I've been developing. And Lil True, he got a new album, a mixtape coming on the way, too, so look out for that. I still be promoting it this week or something, too, on Facebook. That's Art Domino 1, Facebook Art Domino 1. Y'all can check me out on there. Get that link from Black Blob Entertainment, SoundCloud Black Blob Entertainment. And I got the West Coast and Down South Boys 1 already. I put that out in August, so y'all can still cop that. It's available everywhere. You go to my SoundCloud and get the links to the, Spotify, iTunes, and all that there. And I got new artist coming out pretty soon. His name is D9 out of New Orleans, the heart of nine, Lord Ninth Ward. Great working artist. I have put a link. Y'all can check the video. Y'all can check them out on my link and video on Instagram. They call him D9. We call him D9. New guy coming out. Got some great lyrics coming pretty soon from different artist development that I got. That's what I do out there. If y'all need artist development, holla at me. And I direct you to the right people. You heard me.
We definitely appreciate you calling in, homie, and to all the callers, just please hold right where you are. Do you wanna finish on anything? You wanna ask my guest host a question, or you got a question for him and M Killa?
Oh no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I salute your grind though.
Oh yeah, thank you, sir. Oh yeah, I'll be grinding 24/7 like 7-Eleven. Yeah.
All right, man, and if you heard earlier, the next show is July 31st at 6 p.m., so if you call in, I'll definitely get you back on the air. I definitely appreciate your call, though, homie.
All right, for sure. Give me all that. I'll get it, get your links, switch out some music pretty soon. I still got a lot of stuff to send from to everybody still. I'll get your link later.
All right, man. Well, I'll definitely be in touch with you. As soon as we get off the air, you can add me on Facebook, Brad BRADDOURN, and then I'll send you my email and stuff through there. Currently in the works right now. M Killer knows firsthand. I kind of need to update my mail though, because my mail is absolute trash right now. You have to send trash like maybe 6 times, and I don't even get nothing. So. Big shout out to Yahoo Mail. Matter of fact, I'm thinking of a finger Yahoo Mail. You can, take which one you want, but that's why I think of your mailing service. You know what I'm saying? But
I
don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get messages for artists that send me music, but if they want to send like some kind of, spam messages, I get every single one of those. And it's weird because it never gave me problems before. Now it's just left and right. And
you know what I tell them? I tell them, all right, send me an email, and I'll send it back to you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'll be doing. And it works. It works like that. But shout out to everybody that's doing their thing, and I like how the way the underground and mainstream going right now, but it's going real
Same
good
here,
right
man.
Now for everybody. Yeah. Shout
we definitely
got to
get some more callers, though, so I really don't want to, you know, cut you off, man, but we definitely have to keep the show rolling. So thank you for calling in, and, you know, God bless, and, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
have a great
God
night,
bless. Yeah, shout out to Black, shout out to D-Dubs, everybody that's doing their thing. Have a good, bless one. Oh, shout out to my manager, T. Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, shout out to my manager, Talia. You hear me?
All right, for sure, man. And once again, July 31st, I want to hear you call back if you're available.
For sure.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me.
No problem. All right, so all the callers in the queue, thank you for tuning in. I do want to say, I'm thinking we take maybe, what do you think about taking one more caller and killing, then we'll, you know, let you introduce us to one of your tracks you sent us.
Okay, cool.
All right, so Black Terror, who's our next caller?
443-527.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, what's up?
Where are
you calling from?
Baltimore, Maryland. This is Mr. Ronta, that one half of World Crush Radio Show.
Oh, what's going on, man?
Nothing much in yourself.
Just chilling, running the show, having a good night, man.
It's always good. I see you got M-Killer on there. What's going on, man?
What's going on with you? How are you?
I'm all right, yourself?
I'm good.
That's good.
What you got going on?
Basically, what I got going on this Saturday, I got a, first of all, we got a meet and greet actually in Detroit with Judah Priest and some of his brothers before the show. But I got a showcase coming up at the Bullfrog this Saturday. If anybody interested in getting tickets and actually want to perform, they can as well. I'll be at the Bullfrog from 8 to 2 o'clock. And I'll be in town between 3 and 4 on Saturday as well. Shout out to Miss Stephanie, her birthday is that day as well.
Definitely, shout out to her, and shout out to you, you know, for, like you said, you do the, you know, one half of the Royal Crush Radio, and it's definitely, you know, always a blast to call in, and, you know, I'm going to try to be better at calling into all the shows. I'm just more of a, I guess you can say I'm one of those people that when it comes time to work, I work, but for the most part, you know, I keep to myself, and you know, I'm just family-oriented, you know, always doing stuff with my family. So, but I got to be better and try to call in. And when's your show again for the people that, you know, might be listening for the first time?
Basically, it's every Thursday between 6:30 and 8 o'clock. I believe this week we're going to go until 8:30.
All right, definitely. I'll definitely try to tune in then. Is there anything else you want to add, though, or you got any questions for M-Killer?
You said you've been doing music since 18 years. Do you have any other occupation besides doing that? Or any aspiration before?
That wasn't me, bro. That was the guy that had called before me. He said he has been fit for 18. But I've been spent since I was 9. I was 9 years old. And, I write outside of that. I write books. I'm a travel agent. I got my own record label. I got my own distribution company. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm an activist, you know what I'm saying? I do a lot, bro, you know what I'm saying? And as far as for the community, every November 11th, every time I drop an album, I overshadow my album with because I feed and clothe the homeless first. They come before that, you know what I'm saying? I always put people before, you know what I'm saying, all this other stuff. Cause that's really what it's about to me, helping each other, you feel me? So, yeah, that's what I do.
Okay, that's very important.
Yeah, and I called in y'all show plenty of times too, bro. Salutes.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate you as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, and we appreciate your call, man. We do want to try to at least get a track underway. So, do you want to say anything else before we get to this first track?
No, you want to go with this track. I appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, not a problem. Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
All right, and all the callers in the queue, please hold. Do not hang up because we would hate for you to lose your spot and have to call back in again. We're just going to play one of my special guest tracks. And matter of fact, I'll let him do the honors. So take it away, you know, M-Killer, what song you got for us?
Okay, the first song, and this is a song from my first album. The album I was with my partner, he was on my album too, you know what I'm saying? And the album is called Black Brotherhood. That was the group. Our group is called Black Brotherhood, and the album is called Betrayal. And this single is called You Are a Queen, and it's dedicated to the females, you know what I'm saying? Y'all deserve respect, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, y'all need to learn how to carry yourselves as queens, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just painting a picture of how much I respect y'all and how much I want to see y'all progress as one and stop hating on each other, you know what I'm saying? Y'all all queens, so stand up and be that. But this call you all queens.
For sure, Black Tear, spin that.
It's dedicated to the queen.
Never breed haters, baby.
Real women stand up. Independence, ladies, stand up.
It's holding it down.
Home
yeah.
A queen.
Independent.
Yeah.
Ain't no follower with friends.
Raising their kids.
You know what I'm saying? Doing that
to
woman.
Baby girl, this is your life you live. You got to do what you said, girl, cause ain't no one gon' give. And fuck the people that stay behind your back that they not in. They just wanna see you down and out and hurt just like they did. She got all of their hit up high, I know that you gon' win. I know it's all expensive when these niggas hit me men. They see your heart and then they up and that's your life again. You won't respect the man, that shit is dead, so let the woman. And don't get mixed up in this world, living like them good. They think it's all about money, clothes, and jewelry, girl. They got it twisted, that's the reason niggas call them bitches. They quick to open up their legs, hoping they get some riches. That shit is sad, cause they truly forget who they are. And all the ghosts that they want, that they left them at the bar. Just sitting lonely in the days, wishing on a star. See, when you be independent, that's when you will get far. Be your own leader and pray to God, cause he will teach you. I ain't the best of the best, and no, I ain't no preacher. I'm just expressing myself, hoping these words reach you. And that's the truth, feed the brains of these female youth. You may not see it, but these girls are looking up to you. So be a queen, fuck the world and this devilish scheme. You hold your own and be patient, you get the man of your dream. Believe me, ain't you all speaking from the heart to all of the things. I know sometimes they be get hard, stand on your feet. And even though it may seem dark and that you would be, don't follow the steps of these wrong, cause you are a queen. Yeah, I'm speaking from the heart to all of the queens. I know sometimes they be get hard, to stand on your feet. And even though we may seem dark and like you would be, don't follow the steps of these wrong, cause you are a queen.
Yeah, you are a queen. Intellectual a queen, yeah. All in what I mean, yeah. This world's so cruel and I know you've been through certain things. But just stay focused, let them notice you be on your grind. Don't keep a nigga by your side, that's gonna keep you crying. If you ain't found one yet, then maybe it's a sign, yeah. So what's your sign? I see a future in your eyes. You ain't like these fake girls, you don't need disguises. If you ain't true, they lying. Babe, keep trying, get it, keep your head up, make your bed up. Yeah. Don't ever feel like you're fed up, then give up. I see your pain, keep your head up, make your bed up. Yeah. Don't ever feel like you're fed up, then give up. I see your pain, this is for all my queens, to all of y'all, I love you. Place nothing above you, you're the reason, you the reason.
Yeah.
This is for all my queens, to all of y'all, I love you. Place nothing above you, y'all the reason, y'all the reason.
And you're
yeah.
Speaking from the heart. I know sometimes they be get hard, stand on your feet. And even though it may seem dark and like you would be, don't follow the steps of these wrong, cause you are a queen. Yeah, I'm speaking from the heart to all of the queens. I know sometimes they be get hard, stand on your feet. And even though it may seem dark and like you would be, don't follow the steps of these wrong, cause you are a queen. Just put your mind to it, girl, you can do it. Following the real, be who you is. Don't let a nigga bring you down and leave you ruined. You gotta get it how you live. Don't be stupid.
Woo! I definitely like that song, homie. What motivated you to write that? I know you talked about, you know, it's a song for all the ladies out there, but was it like, did you experience like a bad, you know, relationship or something and that was motivation, or did you just think, why not, and write it?
Nah, I just thought about women, period, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I was just listening, going back, just remembering, you know what I'm saying? Like, players actually really get praise in music anymore, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Other than what Pop and the ones that follow behind him, or I ain't even gonna say follow behind him, but knew how to uplift our women, you know what I'm saying? Because if they feeling uplifted, they'll be uplifted, you know what I'm saying? They'll walk back. You'll see it in their walk and their stride, you know what I'm saying? They wouldn't be walking with their head down or feeling like insecure and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? If you lift them up, then, you know what I'm saying, everything will be good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Like
I said, coming from somebody who, you know, I'll be the first to admit I have, like, horrible experience when it comes to, you know, my game with women and stuff like that. You know, I'm more of a kind of like the shy, quiet type. But my whole thing is, like, firsthand from what I've seen, because I have a lot of homeboys that will call me up whenever they're dealing with problems with their girl or whatnot or their wife. And they will ask me, and they're like, for somebody who actually, you know, hasn't never really been in an official relationship, you know what I'm saying, I give great advice. All I can say is I watch a lot of Dr. Phil and a lot of Maury, so I know exactly, you know, what I'm saying, and I know exactly what's right and what's wrong. All I can say is, from my perspective, the one thing I can say that is a huge turnoff for me that you notice a lot of women have done is, you know, I can't stand the fact that Hal just, like you said, Hal, when you said before you introduced us to the song, you know, stop, you know, you need to be more professional about stuff. I hate it now. I hate now how you get these white girls walking around. What's good, my nigga? What's going on? Straight out of Compton, yo. What's going on, man? Like, I don't want to hang out with the type of girl that does that. You know, you take pictures.
Oh, yeah.
You take pictures of yourself looking like a lady when you're around your female friends. Yet you hang around one of your black friends, you're throwing up Crip signs, you're throwing up gang signs, wearing a backwards cap. Like, I don't see no white girl that's dating an Asian going around saying, Konnichiwa, 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 how you doing? I don't see that. You know, so why do that? You know, it's like, I mean, I don't want to, you know, I got nothing but love, you know, for the females out there, and especially all the single moms out there, you know, doing what they do. It's, you know, so impressive to watch, but I just can't stand those females that have the worst attitude. You know what I'm saying? Like, the ones that basically think, like, oh, my life is worse than everybody else's. Somebody always has it worse than you, and you always have it worse than them, period.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And on that song, I forgot to let it be known, but my boy PB, he was featured on that song. And the reason I pulled my homeboy PB on that song is because he was younger, and he spoke to the younger crowd, you know what I'm saying? That was him on the second verse. So, yeah, shout out to PB.
Definitely. Shout out to him as well. And I do want to, before we get to our next caller, I do want to put you on the spot real quick. Is that okay, homie?
Go ahead.
Missy Elliott versus Nicki Minaj. Who wins?
Missy Elliott.
Of course. I was just gonna see if you would have said Nicki Minaj, we would have had problems, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
man, Missy is very super stupid creative, yo. Like, I'm telling you, like, she's so creative, and she a fool with the pen. She can sing and all that, so she can sing and rap. You know what I'm saying? She did that first. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, she got plenty of experience with that pen.
Definitely, and I would say her, then I'd say I'd give it to Missy Elliott, then I'd say Trina, because Trina was real good that I liked growing up, and Foxy Brown. I remember going to school, and my dad's decked out, you know, Honda Civic he had. We used to listen to Foxy Brown, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. But you hold on, Brad Bourne, but I ain't going to let you slide off like that, man. You ain't mentioned my home girl. You ain't mentioned my home girl. Matter of fact, you ain't mentioned my home girls. Lauryn Hill, and I know why everybody be sleeping on Mia X, but Mia X was a fool. She was a fool on that tank. Mia X was a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, and Gangsta Boo, before Gangsta Boo turned the life over.
For sure, and I always liked Remy too. Remy, not just the diss track she did with not just the diss track she did, but like, I remember the first time I actually heard her. I'm sure she's had other albums prior to this, but the first time I ever heard her was in that Lean Back Fat Joe song, and I was like, ooh, who's this? You know, and then it was like, got gangsters in the club, and you know they not dancing, you know, that whole verse she did. I was like, oh, this song is shit, you know. So then I became a fan.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, I like Remy. I like Remy because she, you know what I'm saying, she in her own lane. She ain't following no trends. Plus, you know, she been through that, through the same thing we done been through, you know what I'm saying? And, like,
facts.
Oh, no, I'm drawing the people that been through prison, you know what I'm saying, and made it out. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to, like,
yeah, and,
it's a special connection, you know what I'm saying?
And that's something else, you know, because we do got to get to other callers. So all the callers in the queue, please hold right where you are. I just want to say this one more quick thing. Another thing I hate, too, is when you talk about prison to anybody, you know, if you – like me, I say it a lot, maybe more than I should, not because I'm not bragging about it, but I'm not ashamed of it either. You know what I'm saying? I say that because I want people to know I'm a human being. I have my struggles, too. You know, I've experienced it, you know, and what I hate – what I hate is when you get that person, oh, you did 2 months. Dude, it doesn't matter if you do 2 months, a day. I know people that are affected through prison that did they were staying in jail just to be booked, you know what I'm saying, to go to court and then die out. And they said it still has an impact, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I just had to say that because I can't stand it. Like, people go around and actually brag, like, oh, I did 10 years. So what, dude? I did 20. Like, I'm not having a game with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that. You know, me, it's like one thing. What I went in there for, you know, me and my dad used to have a lot of verbal disagreements, and it got real bad. And, you know, I did some things I'm not proud of, said some things to him I'm not proud of. Here's the kicker. When I got in there, who was the only person, do you think, that fought to get me out of there? The only person. The same exact person that got me, the same exact person that I got myself in there for arguing with, it's the only person that fought to get me out. All my so-called friends and homeboys I got jumped for, not a single one of them wrote me a letter. Not a single person sent me commissary. My father did.
So you had somebody, and that's good. That's great. You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
so
man.
Him and I have been 100 times stronger since that moment. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
But without further ado, you ready to keep show moving, homie?
Oh yeah, let's keep it moving.
All right, Black Terry, you want to send her to the next caller?
515-650.
Yo, what up? This is Midwest Matthew calling from Des Moines, Iowa. What's up?
What's going on,
Midwest Matthew?
Good, chilling. Real quick, I want to say Erykah Badu, she's also really cold. But, I mean, she's not really a rapper, but she writes some cold stuff. That's a bad choice.
Oh, yeah.
But, I had to add her in there. Lauryn Hill, I agree with you. Lauryn Hill is real nice with it, too. I don't know if, Brad, remember I sent you that link to my mixtape. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to it, but I'm going to be coming with some, you know, payment for some promo on the mixtape as well. But I just dropped the mixtape. Well, like a week ago, actually, I think 7 days exactly. And that one has got a remix of all types of songs. I got like a remix of Humble, remix of Look at Me, and all types of stuff. I got 9 tracks on that. It's free. It's on my SoundCloud.
I definitely checked it out, and it's definitely a must, you know, must download. Or is it free, or it's a free download, right? Or no? Are you selling
free
it?
Download.
All right, free download. So anybody
free
that,
download. Yeah.
Anybody that likes, you know, great music, and what I like about it is he has different variety of tracks on it, you know what I'm saying? So for those who like the club joints, he's got a couple of those. For those who like lyrics, he's got those. For those who like tell a story music, you know what I'm saying, he's got those. So I definitely fuck with it, man. You know, I was going to hit you back about it, but I'm, like, awful at, you know, hitting people back, so my apology.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. But, yeah, I got those. I just got a whole bunch of CDs printed up. I'm gonna figure out where, you know, I want to distribute those, what cities and whatnot. But with that, so it's on my SoundCloud. If you go on SoundCloud, type in Midwest, like the region, Matthew with 2 T's, you'll find my page, and it's on there, free download. I also have an album that I dropped a few months ago, back in May. That's the one I'm selling. That's on iTunes and Spotify and all that type of stuff. Amazon and everything. That's everything right now. Right now I'm going to come up with some videos. I'm just working on getting some videos and putting some money towards that, but that's pretty much it.
You got any questions for M Killer or M Killer vice versa? You got any questions for Midwest Matthew?
No. I'm gonna check this stuff out. You gave the link, so I'm gonna go check it out.
Yeah, what is your are you on I'm normally on Instagram nowadays. Are you on Instagram?
Yeah, LNBH1, lowercase letters. LNBH1 stands for Legends Never Breed Haters. One.
Wait, LNB, but then the last letter you said, did you say H?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. And the number one, and the number one.
Yep, I see you here. All right. Yep, I just followed you.
But, okay, I'm going to follow you back.
That's on IG. Okay, can I spit a quick verse?
Go ahead.
Okay. This is for my song. I'm drawing a blank, but anyway, I'm just going to spit it. It goes, I see the devil working. I see the demon perched on the top of building. Show's over. Closed curtains. Like I'm, sounds like I'm spitting gospel. Like my name is Kirkin. Gotta make them frankness, make them shout till they heard. Everybody dying to live, but what's the purpose? Living is dying to understand the life and emotions. It's like the artwork with the serpent in a circle, engulfing his own tail, like it's searching. It's inevitable when you're born into this earth, and maybe there's other life too, and they're all in the same boat, just wondering what it all means as I die slowly. Maybe drying up slowly, getting a little stroking. Two cars with the rim, now I'm driving slowly. Maybe recognition needs the laws to know me. Whatever it is, we ride it till the wheels fall off, and the rotors and the brakes and the motor, we sell it for parts.
You like that, M Killer?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Salute to Midwest Matthew. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for calling in and all the support you showed. I remember the first time you called in. You've been a return caller ever since. So big shout out to you for the love and support, man.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for letting me call in. Definitely, thanks. And just once again, everything is Midwest Matthew. Everything that you, if you want to find me, everything, just type in Midwest, like the region, Matthew with two C's. All right, thanks again. I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Thank you once again for calling in. And to all the callers in the queue, please hold right where you are. I just want to, touch up on a couple more subjects, and then we're going to, keep the show rolling. Another question I have for you, M. Killa, is do you think part of the reason, hip-hop has gone south is, do you think there's too many not good artists that are going around giving their opinions and judging other people's music? What I mean by this is, for instance, nowadays, we got people like Lil Uzi Vert, Kodak Black, all these other trash rappers. You know what I'm saying? Do you think that they have too much power? Because I'm sure at some point one of their boys sends them music and says, hey, do you think you can get me a record deal? Do you think this? I think that there's too many. A lot of artists sit there and say it doesn't matter how many. It's not about the connections you got. Me, I personally believe, but in a way somewhat it is. Because if you don't have the right connections, then you might not ever take off, into the next stratosphere. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for Black Pair, I wouldn't have the radio show or this opportunity. So you can't tell me that connections don't play, somewhat of a role.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's self-explanatory. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, and me, in the past, I've had a lot of, I guess you can say beef, but anybody that has beef with me, I like to call it more lunch meat because I try to never lose any time I have beef, but I had a little bit of drama going on with Vermont artists out here, and I never hated them. I respected them all individually for what they do. But my only issue with them was I said, don't sit there and say you support local Vermont hip hop music if I got $20 on me to do the studio. You charge $20 an hour for studio time. I have the $20 on me. You don't want to record with me because I'm beefing with your uncle's cousin's brother's nephew's cousin. It literally went that far down the family tree. And it's like, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? And you guys sit there and post statuses on Facebook. We support local Vermont hip hop. Like, no, you don't, because I'm a fellow artist. I got money for the studio. You can't put differences aside. If I started my own studio and a guy I don't like was willing to pay and put differences aside, unless he did something very serious like kill my homie, I would most likely let him use the studio. You know what I'm saying? It's just me. It's so petty, you know what I'm saying, nowadays. It's like you got people out here that claim gangsters, and I questioned one guy. I was like, can I ask you a question? You wear blue, you say you're Crip. What confirmation do you have? You know what he did, M. Killer? Try to guess what he did.
What?
you sent me a picture of him wearing blue. Apparently, that's all you need to solidify your trip in Vermont. On my grandpa's grave, that's what he did. And I said, so you're telling me you're a crip because of this? Well, I would be careful talking about it. I'm like, dude, what are you going to do, shoot me with a pen gun or something like that? Come on now. Like, and, you know, my, for me, it hurts because I have a show called 802 Radio. 802 is the Vermont area code. These are people I want to be on my show. But a lot of people, I wanted to bring this up because a lot of people have questioned why I don't have a lot of artists from my home state on this show. This is part of the reason right here, because I want a positive image to go along with Vermont hip-hop. I don't want them to see the circus act that it most likely is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know you're desperate when you make a song, M. Killer, called Water Broke, like water broke, like a woman's water broke, and that's the whole song. Water broke, water broke, water broke. That's the whole song. 30,000 views. Explain that to me. Water broke. Water broke. Rums are intelligent. I'll be your better friend. Water broke. And it's like, dude, what the hell are you saying?
Wow.
How does that get 30,000 views, M. Killer? Can you explain that to me?
I don't know. That's wild. I don't know, man. That's what they be sharing, though. You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand that. I got almost 40,000 views on Forget Your Religion, a show I did when One Shot came to Charlotte, and I did the show in the park. I got almost 40,000 right now. But, you know, it took me like 6 months to get to where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? But I did it, you know what I'm saying? I kept pushing, you know what I'm saying? And people were sharing it that I didn't even know. They asked me how many people in my city shared my stuff, you know what I'm saying? Asked me how many people in my city or state, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know if it's just people, like, you from where you from, Vermont, you know what I'm saying? And I'm from North Carolina. You said a lot of people from your state don't support you, and if they did, it'd probably be a circus act, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like in my state, they don't support me because I came out of prison from doing 10 years and not progressed way past a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah. The short version why they don't support me and stuff, and the thing about me is I'm always a real dude. I'm always going to be a real dude, and I'm the type of person that if I, you know, I would say something that if one of my boys hit me up, right, and this is a guy that, say he got jumped for me. He got jumped for me, and he's like, I've been your boy since day one. Here's my track. Can you play it on your show? If it's ass, I'm not going to play it. I'm going to let you know it's ass, and I'm not going to play it, and I'm going to say it in that exact turn. You know, you should know, because you're my homeboy, that that's not me firing shots at you. I'm just saying that's just the type of person I am. The best way to describe it is I'm more of the Dennis Rodman or the, I guess you could say Dennis Rodman or Terrell Owens of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? I have an opinion. I will express it, but I can back it up, too. You know, Terrell Owens, a lot of people hated him. He finished number two all time in receiving, you know, in stats and everything. The one behind him was the great Randy Moss. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is, my opinion, I'm always going to, you know, that's part of my job. I'm a radio personnel. I talk to people, put them on the air. You know, I want to have a platform where they can call in and feel like you got a friend or a homie to talk to. But at the same time, we try to keep it professional on this show. You know what I'm saying? So, but the reason why Vermonters don't like me, man, is, you know, point blank, and I'm just going to be real with it. So if anybody out there that's listening in that's a Christian, I apologize. But because I don't suck their dick and because I'm not, you know, sitting there, you know, worshiping them, basically that's why they want to fire shots at me. Their whole life they've been told that they're great. They never had somebody say how trash they are. Here's me on the scene, you know, that, you know, comes up, and I got bars, you know, I got lyrics that can back it up. And put it this way, I got people that don't even know me in person, only heard me rap on Blackout Radio. They will sit there and tell you right now, trust me, you don't want to battle Brad when it comes to bars. You do not want to battle. And that's the thing, like, think of it this way. They want to sit there and call me a bitch on the radio, on, you know, off on Facebook, which is just noise. It don't matter to me. At the end of the day, I've called you out countless times on this show to spit your bars. We can have a challenge on here. How come not a single person ever showed up? You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It's because they know, you know. But I just wanted to say that, man. You know, we dragged on long enough, and I apologize to all the callers in the queue. But, you know, that's part of my job, man. You know what I'm saying? Is I want you guys to know how, you know, the hip-hop industry can be at times. And like I said, you all know me for like the radio show personnel, but it's, you know, I also like to throw out some of my personal, you know, what's going on in my personal life too. Cause like I said,
yeah,
I think of every time I call in.
That's how you let people know about you,
friend.
Though, Brad.
Huh?
That's how you let people know about you. That's how people get to know you as a person. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't doing that wrong, bro.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, we definitely dragged on long enough to all the callers in the queue. Thanks for being patient. And you ready to get to some more callers, homie?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Black Terry, you want to send us our next caller?
313-690.
What up, though? This your man's Dick and Israel calling from Detroit City. What's popping? What's popping?
What's popping, bro?
Oh, man, chilling, just sitting here listening to y'all kick some science, you know what I'm saying? Sitting back soaking up what all y'all got going on and everything. Y'all all right?
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
First and foremost,
yeah,
I want to give a big shout-out to Detroit, you know what I'm saying, and all of Michigan, matter of fact, just because they have been the biggest supporter of, you know, my whole entire show. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, I got callers from all over the world, but a majority of them, it's from Detroit, and the first person we actually ever interviewed on the first episode of this show was actually from Flint, Michigan as well. So shout out to Michigan for, you know, all the love.
Oh, yeah, we get down with the Flintstones. That's what we call them around here, them the Flintstones. They know what I'm talking about. You feel me?
And let me, let me ask you real quick, homie, is the water still awful down there or is it not? Did they finally do something about it or is the water still, I think that was in Flint, right?
Yeah, that was in Flint, man. Real talk, man. The water always been awful, and it's not changing no time soon. They just brought it to all y'all's attention, bro.
That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are people that, you know, if not for you guys, if not for the, you know, if not for us people, most people in the States that can fix that problem, they wouldn't have jobs. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we either elected them or, you know, part of our tax money goes in their paycheck. You know what I'm saying? And they want to. They don't even want to help us out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but like I said, I try to keep, you know, events like that off my show just simply because of the fact that, you know, a lot of people can take that, you know, a lot of people, you know, get so into it, and I don't want to, you know, stir anybody up, but I had to ask that, man.
No, but what's crazy, man, is like, you know, Michigan is the great, one of the Great Lakes regions, you know, at the tip of the Midwest, and we supposed to have some of the best water in the country. But it's not the best, you feel me? So that's just the state of affairs of things, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was really not the actual water itself. It was the system that they put in place to filter the water. It was outdated, you know what I mean? And it caused all that issues,
you know what I'm saying?
So
you know what my family, you know what my family calls that, homie? Something that doesn't work correctly. We say we got it from the dollar store because you get it and it doesn't work correctly. So it's a dollar store system. That's what you're saying.
Well, it might have been $1 million store system when they first put it in place. You feel me? But it's outdated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and it's had wear and tear over the 100 years that it's been in place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's basically what it is, man. That's politics. I don't really trip on that. I don't really get off into that, man. I just say keep a positive thought for the residents and inhabitants out there, you know what I mean, and hopefully they'll, you know, pull through unscathed, or, you know, they'll make it through this struggle, because we all go through struggles in life that some things is beyond our control, man, you know what I mean, but we just got to keep a positive
Definitely.
Thought and hold people up, and, you know, if you pray and type, you just pray for them, but, you know, I just say I hold a positive thought, you feel me?
For sure. And what are you calling in for us tonight? And what do you got to promote for us? You got mixtape, albums, what's up?
Well, I'm promoting my album that I dropped on my birthday, which was last Sunday. Not this one just passed, but the Sunday before last was July 9th. It's called Folklore, Gift from the Gods. And it's, you know, it's everywhere digital. You can buy your music or listen to or stream your music digital. It's all over the place. And, again, it's called Folklore. It's not spelled like the, you know, regular way. It's spelled like the dictionary pronunciation. And it's a gift from the gods. And I got the photo cover art. Me and my dog did that. So it's like a big bonfire on there and everything. And just really pushing that, man. You know, I'm just out here like everybody else, independent, trying to get a bone, you feel me? Shout out to North Carolina. I got Ill Music, got two tracks on there. And some cats from down in North Carolina, they called Ill Music Productions. I don't know if M. Killer ever heard of them, but they got some
fire. Yeah, I heard of them, bro. Yeah. Some loose. Yeah, most definitely. I heard of them.
Yeah, I got some exclusives. So that means for everybody that don't know, that should know, I broke bread with them cats. You feel me? So we doing business with them down there. Then I got all the rest of the tracks that is from local cats, you know, that I've been doing business with forever and a day on there. I don't know if y'all ever heard of Lynn Swan, the legendary battle DJ.
Yeah. Swan, Don't tell me.
Yeah, that's my dog, man. He actually, that was the first guy that ever made a beat for me. You know, he was pivotal in Eminem's career. He did some things for D12 and M when they got first started, and so he got double, triple, quadruple plaques hanging on his wall. So that's one of my little homies. He over in Japan right now cutting it up. You know what I mean? So I got a track from him on the album, and I got my dog, Big Reese. He from Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, by way of Louisiana, all the way up to the Motor City. You know what I'm saying? So he got like four tracks on there. So you know what I'm saying? It's like it's Motown, but it's all over from everywhere, because Detroit people, they spread out and they go all over the place, and people from everywhere else come up here. That's what makes the Motor City what it is. So, you know, just keeping it greasy like that. But like I said,
I'm saying this to all the other callers. I didn't mean to cut you off, homie, but I have to say this real quick. To all the other callers in the queue, I'm telling you right now, Michigan, not just Flint, but all of Michigan, is number one in my opinion when it comes to like a lot of this music, you know, underground music. Half of the artists that I've heard that are underground that call in from Michigan, some of the best bars I ever heard in my life is from Michigan artists. So like I said, I haven't yet came across one Michigan artist that is, I would say is trash, you know, that has called into the show. So big shout out once again to Michigan for definitely some great talent out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
On behalf of all the Michiganders from the Dirty Glove, we thank you. We appreciate it. But I want to say this, man, on some 100, the Blackout Radio Show has some of the most talented people in the country, around the world, calling in. And this is what it is, man. Like, I heard y'all talking about the state of hip-hop and what it is today, you know, early on in the program, and My opinion is it might not hold no weight, but to me this is what it is. Mainstream is mainstream, commercial is commercial. If you buy into that, you feed into that, you only gonna get fed a certain dosage of something that you might feel it and you might get tired of it or whatever. But if you look beyond the surface and you pull up the rug, you're gonna find a whole slew of individuals doing great music all over the world, not just this country, but everywhere. But you got to look for that. You know what I mean? You got to be listening to what
Facts.
You feel like you want to hear. If you're tired of what's on the radio, don't listen to the radio. It's satellite
That's
radio.
The
internet is
word,
everywhere, bro.
Yeah.
Keyword is look. You know what I'm saying? That's like sitting there, you know, trying to have a football team wanting an all-star player, but you don't scout and recruit for them. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to
exactly.
know if you just – You know what I'm saying? It's basically the same concept. So I think I do this myself too. You know, I'm the worst at that. When I tell you right now, I'm like, I used to tell my friends, when you're driving, you know, driving a destination and Nicki Minaj is on every single radio station, there's only one thing left to do, and that's crash your car. But, you know, see me, I need to just say, hey, you know what? Turn off the radio. You know, there's a better song will come on tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, man,
so
I really don't listen to the radio. Like, we got a public radio station up here. It's called 88.1. I don't know if y'all up on that. If you can get it on the internet. It's WHPR, 88.1, WHPR. And, you know, they play some mainstream, but they mostly play, like, album cuts, a lot of local. If you want to hear Detroit rappers and Michigan rappers and Highland Park rappers, that's what you want to do. You want to listen to the off the beaten track. You know what I mean? So 88.1 is a good resource for me. I just listen to it all the time, man, because it's no commercials because it's public radio. So they don't have to pay no bills like that. You feel me? So at the end of the day, they paying bills, but they ain't got to worry about, oh, we got to play these commercials so we can keep the doors and the lights on. You know, they ain't got to worry about that. So it's just straight music all the time. And you're going to hear some of the raw, uncut music that you ain't going to hear on, like, iHeartRadio or Radio 1. You're not going to hear what they play. And like I said, they play some of you the most popular rappers, but they ain't playing what the other radio stations is playing. You feel me? They playing like
Yeah,
album.
Yeah, I like those stations.
So,
hey, inbox me that information, brother. I'm gonna need that inbox on Killer Jones. Send that to my inbox. I'm gonna need that info, bro. And any other connects with y'all radio stations, cause I fuck with the D. You know what I'm saying? I got some people up there.
For sure.
And shout out to my home girl. Yeah.
I gotta say one thing real quick to caller. I do want to just say, you know, I appreciate you calling in. We go off the air here at 8 o'clock, so
right.
And we still gotta play at least, you know, one more song from M. Killa. So I'd like to, if you can, man, you know, it's more. I don't want to make you feel rushed, man, but I'm trying to get one more caller on and play a song. So, you know, if you can, basically,
we do business. I'm gonna wrap it up, man. I just want to. Give a shout out to all of y'all, and my name is spelled DYKKONISARAN. That's Deacon Isaran. Again, DYKKONISARAN. Just Google me. I'm gonna hit you up, M. Killa, on the IG, and I'm gonna DM you all that information. And I sent you that zip, man, for your radio show. So you look in your email, because we talked like a week or so ago, and I sent you the whole album plus the artwork. So you got to extract that zip so you can be able to play the music, bro.
Okay. Email me again. Just send me an email.
Oh, no, I was hollering at my man, but I can shoot it to you too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is nothing. We do this, man. So I'm going to hit you on IG, and then you hit me back with your email information, and I'll shoot you the album. You'll have that today.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, caller.
Yeah,
once again, I appreciate it, homie. And next show is July 31st at 6 p.m., right. So hopefully we can get you back on.
I'm on. Whenever my man's Black Tear hit me up, that's family. You feel me? We do this for real.
All right, for sure.
100.
All right,
wow.
M-Killa. I just want to say, you know, thank you once again for doing the show with me. I know we only got about looking at it right now, we got about 8 minutes left. So I apologize we ain't going to be able to get to all three of your tracks, but that's the thing about radio is it flies by. It doesn't even feel like it's been an hour, has it?
No, it hasn't. It didn't feel like it.
Yeah, it's just because it's such a great time, you know what I'm saying, with a bunch of great people, you know what I'm saying, that it flies by. So how do you want to do this? Do you want to play a song now and end on Colors, or would you like to end on one of your tracks? I'll let you decide right now.
Alright, well, let's go into my next track, and we might be able to squeeze my last one in, because it ain't nothing but a minute. It's an intro. But, let's go ahead and get to the important track, though. We've been talking about unifying and stuff, so, you know, let's go ahead and see. Let me tell you what this unifying to do. My next track is called Forget Your Religion. Right now, you can go on Facebook, look me up, M. Killa Jones, # forget your religion, the number four, then G-E-T, then the rest, your religion. But it's not spelled with a Y-O-U-R, it's spelled U-R, forget your religion, # it. Almost 40,000 views on it. Let's get to it, though. Forget your religion, it's real life music, man. This is what we need to be on.
All right, facts, and Black Tear, spin that.
Cool.
That's the one. I didn't have an MP3, but I do have Hush, Racism. Those are two I do have.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. The Forget the Racism, but it's called Forget Your Religion.
Yeah. Forget the racism. Forget your religion. Forget about that age. Gotta love each other. Forget your religion. Forget the racism, forget about age, forget our difference. I love you, my brother, I love you, my sister. Love conquer all pain, love the life that you're living. Forget your religion, forget the racism, forget about age, forget our difference. I love you, my brother, I love you, my sister. Love conquer all pain, love the life that you're living. Screaming at war, hitting, solving the thing. They war for money, family members are slain in the cycle repeat. Where is the liberty? We fight to be free, but y'all don't hear our plea. I stretch out my hand, then hit my fellow man. He stretch out his hand, this how it don't begin. Uplifting the people, we your ones will be equal. This my passion in life, I love building the people. I won't break in my stride, I won't follow no trends. Cross the way of the world, it's full of hatred. I love you my brother, I love you my sister. Love conquer all pain, love the life that you're living. Forget your religion, forget the racism. Forget about age, forget our difference. I love you, my brother. I love you, my sister. Love conquer all pain. Love the life that you're living. Forget your religion. Forget your racism. Forget about age. Forget our difference. I love you, my brother. I love you, my sister. Love conquer all pain. Love the life that you're living. Spread the word about love. Disregard all the hate. Let yourself with free haters. Let's get that one thing straight. We can rise to the top. We together as one. Ain't no room for no envy. In the kingdom shall come. We the best of the best. And we ain't nothing less. If we striving for facts, we'll kill the wickedness. We just gotta believe. And we will all succeed. It ain't nothing in this world that we can't achieve. Let's keep our heads up high. Never give up your hope. Don't let your life dreams disappear in the smoke. I love you, my brother. I love you, my sister. Love conquer all things. Love the life that you live in. Forget your religion. Forget the racism. Forget about age. Forget our difference. I love you, my brother. I love you, my sister. Love conquer all pain. Love the life that you're living. Forget your religion. Forget the racism. Forget about age. Forget our difference. I love you, my brother. I love you, my sister. Love conquer all pain. Love the life that you're living.
Once again, my man went ham on the track, you know what I'm saying? That's just, I'm really starting to like what I'm hearing, bro, because I like it because you have that mellow type of beat in both songs that I've heard that lures people in, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have that hardcore type of beats like that, you know, you're going to tell a story to.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to tell the truth a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because if we start loving each other, man, and we start fighting against each other and hating on each other and we start unifying, we'll really be a threat, you know what I'm saying? We'll start running shit, you know what I'm saying? The stuff that we dislike, we'll make them motherfuckers make it to our likeness, you know what I'm saying? But
facts.
Everybody want to be against each other, so, you know, it's going to be hell until we unify.
Facts. So we do got enough time to get to one more caller. Are you ready for this, bro? All
right.
All right, Black Terror, who's our final caller of the night?
419 Fosroy.
Yo, what up? It's James Flames. How y'all doing?
Cool.
Ah, man, just chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? Just going over these verses like usual, man. Trying to come up with something, you know what I'm saying? Something good, man. I was wondering, could I spit something?
Yeah. Do you want to throw your links out first so that way, or you can do it after? It's whatever you prefer,
I'm gonna
man.
I'm going to do it after if you don't mind.
Yep, that's fine. If you can, try to keep it to 12 because literally we go off the air in like almost 2 minutes.
Okay, best. America eats its young, scaring its weak to run. Minorities ain't going, swear police for fun. Because any moment they could tear up the streets with guns. To stay strapped is imperative, keep your guns. You miss my message, less I'm sharing my speech with love. Our grandkids got to inherit a piece of something. Even though our grandparents ain't leave us nothing. Leave them dull while you preparing your peeps for struggling. Eyes wide and beware of the beast amongst us. Don't be blind to the terrible things that's coming. Too much pride and that arrogance frees a brother. Wanna shine, gotta air your beliefs with others. Hard rhymes and incredible beats is bumping. The streets are loving as long as I keep it thugging. You think I'm bluffing as long as the heat is tucking. The beef is nothing as long as my peace is dumping. We keep living. Appreciate it. Y'all can check me out. Yeah, I appreciate the love, y'all, but you can check me out on SoundCloud. search James Flames or Flames Firearms on SoundCloud or YouTube, James Flames or Flames Firearms on YouTube. I got a page on Facebook called James Flames you can like. You know what I'm saying? And also on SoundCloud, when you search James Flames on SoundCloud, it's going to be some beats on there. You know what I'm saying? Look for the one that's a black and white picture with like a Super Saiyan kind of guy piling up. But it's a lot of free download instrumentals on there. That's pretty hard because I produce too. And I'm really trying to get the beats in because, like, everybody rapping. You know what I'm saying? And I could rap, but I want to hear some, I want to share some of this music I got. So search that James Flames or Flames Firearms on SoundCloud. I got a lot of free downloads on there, man. Y'all going to like. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate y'all letting me snap.
Yeah, hey, we appreciate you, you know, sharing that with us, man. So, once again, next show is July 31st, 6 p.m.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, no problem. All right,
that
that's a wrap. That's a wrap, y'all. What a great show we had tonight. Do you want to end on anything, M. Killa? Do you want to say anything before
I
go off the air?
Yeah, I want to say shout out to you, you know, Black Tid, the whole Black Eyed family, the whole group, the whole 90s group, the whole 90s era group, you know what I'm saying, the music, hip-hop, all that, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to everybody from the 90s that was doing their thing. Shout out to the Connected, shout out to the Certified Show, shout out to Nikki B, shout out to the Party Partnerships, shout out to the whole city, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Exit 20CM, shout out to Exit 20CM. The whole clique to get it in down here, man. Everybody that's grinding, salutes to everybody, man. And it's best that we come together than divide and conquer because they've been telling us divide and conquer and we've still been doing it. So, man, just open up your eyes and see it, understand if we love each other, we love, conquers everything. So, you know what I'm saying? Get up on some real shit, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't got to be hood. Everybody ain't got to be street. That shit don't do nothing but get you one or two places, the grave or the penitentiary. So get your minds right.
Thanks, man, and let's keep in touch, okay? You got me on Facebook. Hit me up anytime, and to all the callers in the queue, once again, July 31st, 6 p.m. We'll see you then.
Yeah, most definitely, bro. I guess. Salutes.